What's up, everybody? I'm JJ John Jastrzemski.
And I'm Jason Goff. And if you haven't heard, The Ringer has gone local.
I'm bringing the fire. I'm bringing the rain from the Big Apple with my show, New York, New York.
And I'm repping Chi-Town with my new show, The Full Goal, on all things Chicago.
We've got episodes 3 nights a week with all the reaction to the local teams and guests.
Plus bonus episodes around all the big games and storylines.
So whether you're uptown, downtown, in the burbs, or a transplant,
make sure you follow New York, New York, and The Full Goal on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com.
Sports Cards Nonsense Thursday edition. We just started recording and Jesse's whole goofy looking head was tripped out and freezing. So he's jumped out. I don't believe in restarts though. So we're just starting without him. And when he comes back in, we'll keep going. There he is. There you go. The first official intro to the show ever. I wish we had a drum roll and then bam, there he is. Jesse, welcome back. How's your internet connection?
Did you start the show without me?
We did.
I don't care for that at all.
This podcast waits for no man.
Oh, how I bet you? It was really bad. I bet it
how
was
do you
really
feel?
Bad.
How do you feel about yourself?
Oh, my goodness. I feel so... So my streak of working out has continued. So physically, I feel great. Mentally, nice. I just got a camera system. My wife apparently is not happy that I have an indoor camera. And I can't stop staring at it. I always want to know what's going on in my living room. And there's nothing ever happening. So that's sad. So if anyone wants to break in... And then other than that, yeah, just... Ready to rock and roll with you. We got the next 2 days just having fun. This, we got Whatnot. We got a cool video. You got a monster drink. It's blue.
I drank this whole, it's the jumbo size blue monster. What is this, like 3,000 ounces? 24 ounces. I drank this on an empty stomach.
Oh my, whew. Dude.
I could jump in front of a train right now and feel better.
This is so not good.
I was up like, super early for basketball.
I was going to ask you about that. Why were you up at 4 a.m. sending me TikToks?
Hannah couldn't sleep, thus I couldn't sleep. So perfect really cycle. Nice. You know what I want you to do? Give us the rundown. People like that. So I heard good things about your Walter. Are you going to ready to crack open a can on camera? Because that's going to be great for the audio. Why didn't you do that before? I actually liked it. There you go. That is the kickoff sound. Give us the rundown for the show today. Because people liked it last week and I interrupted and I'm not going to. So go ahead.
I believe in you. This week, we've got a really fun show for you, folks. NBA talk starting us off, sleepers and cute picks. Thank you to Indy for providing some raw data that Mike and I will analyze to infinitum. Then we've got Straight Facts Homie, little bit of news for your soul going into the, I lost it. I don't know what we're talking about anymore. Releases, this week's buys, Kyrie News, SGC newsletter. That is all.
All right. Well, good. Yep. Let's get right into it. I think that summed up the show. It was a little too much energy. I don't know. Last week was just a slow, steady, newsworthy voice. I wasn't prepared, and you put me on the spot.
Okay. You made me really uncomfortable.
All right. Heard. That's enough. So listen to me. This is how we're going to do it. This is your thing every week going forward. An official read-through preview. Prep yourself for it. I don't need the theatrics. I think what you did last week was perfect. You just did a good, clean read. I really liked it.
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, this today was terrible. I mean, today you got so theatrical and like cute about it, you didn't remember the stuff on there. So I just want a clean intro. Save okay, your cuteness intro. For other parts of the show.
I'll tell you what it is. It's this Monster Energy drink.
I thought you were going to say it was a snore guard. Okay, let's get into it then. NBA sleepers and cute picks. We are 5 days away from the open of the season. A lot of preseason basketball is happening. I told Indy, we kind of want some guys we don't talk about necessarily all the time. There's a few on this list. I did open email this week. I don't care about. There's okay. others on the list I think actually have some potential to be very good and have a decent shot in the card market as well, like guys who we think could bump. No rookies on this list. We're going to save the rookies for another time unless you have some that I don't.
No. Well, that was what I was going to ask you. Were there rookies on this list that I just didn't realize were
rookies? These are all veteran players.
Because the list is called Rookie Sleeper Watch List, so that's why I was a little confused. But that being said, I don't know if I would you consider, I know some of these are probably sleepers, but like you got guys like Tyler Hero, Jaylen Brown. I don't know if I'd consider
them. Yeah, so I don't know if sleeper's the best word. That was my word, not his. I just think guys who are probably a good value who aren't the 10 biggest names in the game right now.
I think that's kind
of a better way to look at it. So I'm following your lead.
Let's start with Jaylen Brown right off the bat. With
you
the
need
Celtics.
Your own podcast. You should do your thing.
Here's the thing. If I did, you know I couldn't talk anything about sports, though. I think if we would have to do it, I want to talk more about that later. And guys, you know, feel free to chime in.
I don't know what that means.
Right, it's an interesting
first name. Here we go.
Jaylen Brown is our first one. Some consider second best player for the Celtics, or as some people refer to them as the Celtics. I don't know if you noticed that. We never talked about that.
I did notice that yesterday with Marie.
Yeah.
Take your sip of that drink so we can then. I'm waiting in anticipation for you to drink it. You're going to your mouth. Do you need to stop for a second?
I'm just going to hold it next to my face.
Oh, my goodness.
Bottom line is Jaylen is. Wow. Well, you tell me. I pulled up Jaylen's 2016 Prism card. He has not done much over the last few months. Of course, it's the offseason, but when they were playing, he's gone nowhere but down ever since February of this year.
So he's been out injured. He's come back. He is the second best player on that team. At times, he is better than Tatum all around.
Okay.
He is the leading scorer for the Celtics in the preseason so far, averaging over 25 points a game. So Indy brought attention to his 2016 Optic Holo Silver PSA 10. I like this card. I actually, when I saw the price, I was like, because right off the top of my head, I knew the pop was under 500. And I mean, that's one of those things I try to play this fun little game. Mikey's Mind Games. If someone asked me off the top of my head, there's a new segment. Get that sponsored by somebody. If somebody asked me off the top of my head, hey, Jaylen Brown Optic Holo PSA 10 rookie. I would have thought that's a $500 to $600 card. What is that? What's the value on that?
On the Jaylen Brown optic one, it's 400. Wow, it says it's last sold for 420, but card letter values it at 400.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty, and the pop is crazy low, right? What is it, like 350?
180.
Even low. Yeah, again, he's coming off the injury, not an Achilles injury, like we said earlier, but that's fine. He's coming back, he's playing well in the preseason. I like the Celtics early in the season, this year anyways. I think Jaylen Brown, again, not a sleeper. People know he's good. He's a borderline all-star the last few years. I think Jaylen Brown could continue to take that step he was taking before the injury last year. I like his optic holo. Tough to find. Although for a card with a pop less than 200, they're like readily available on eBay. One or two at least. So I like Jaylen Brown. I think he's a solid buy. Someone to watch.
So the reason why I pull up like the... Because I've noticed the last couple of reports is that Indy's been doing great pulling up like some non... You know, not the main rookie card that everyone considers.
Which I like.
Pull it up because I think it's just a higher pop that more guys can get in on. Because my overall thought is if it applies to this optic card or applies to whatever card that we're discussing, it would apply to that one as well in many cases. Would you consider that to be the case most of the time? Or is it because the pop count's so low that this one is the more desirable?
Oh, this is way more desirable than a Prism, to me at least.
Well, I think it's more desirable, but in the sense of like, could guys still make money off of other Jaylen Brown cards?
Yeah, if Jaylen, what is a stupid phrase? The rising tide lifts all boats.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, if he comes out and plays really well, again, kind of a perfect storm, coming off an injury, comes in and plays well, all of his rookie cards will increase in value. I think cards like this will increase more than just his base stuff. So that's why I like the Optic Holo. I like that Indy did that with most of these. He didn't go with base stuff, which I'm glad. I'm sick of talking about like just Prism base all the time. I think it's good to supplement it, But yeah, I'm a fan of his Optic Holo here for sure.
Okay. Next up, do you have the report pulled up? I have no earthly clue how to pronounce the first name. It's like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
SGA. That's how he's known in the biz.
Yes.
Honestly. That's what I was gonna say. So there you go. SGA. Here's the problem. I think the Thunder are going to be terrible. I think he is a good individual scorer, but if you look at his numbers across the board from his last season, because he showed he could score, I don't think there's anywhere for him to go. Honestly, I just don't think he's going to. I think he's going to play really well this year. You know, fantastic. I don't think his pricing increases. So across the board with Shai, I am a sell unless you're going to hold longer term and see if something happens. Does he get traded to a contender? You know, if they continue to clean house in OKC, it's not a knock on him on the court. I just don't know what he's supposed to do there. So I'm good.
This card, though, is just so everyone knows, it's 2018 Optic Pop Count 184.
Optic base or Optic Holo?
This is the Optic. How do you know if it's the Holo one or not? Blue Velocity? Does that mean Holo?
Oh, Blue Velocity. There you go. Yeah, no, it's an insert then. Yeah, I mean, Indy pulled that one up because he thinks that's a good buy. So if you're looking for a good buy, again, Indy kind of researched what are some outliers. So if you're looking to buy SGA, I would not. I would be more on the camp of selling him. If you're looking to buy his Optic Holo, his Optic Blue Velocity, is that a PSA 10? What's the value?
What yes, got? PSA 10, $230.
I mean, it's pretty cheap. So, I mean, relatively cheap. If you like him, that's probably a decent buy. I just don't like the guy.
Tyler Hero.
I am so on the fence with Tyler Hero. He's played well in preseason, so his pricing has come up.
Okay.
He played unbelievable a year and a half ago when they knocked the Celtics out of the Eastern Conference Finals. I just don't know what that kid does. I'm very interested.
I think the Tyler Hero, correct me if I'm wrong, I thought you were way off the bandwagon when we first started this, like, earlier in the year. I thought that your impression of Tyler Hero was overrated at that point.
Yeah, 6 months ago for sure. Well, at this point. Dude, you know what's crazy? We've been doing the show like 9 months.
Well, if you consider before we got picked up by The Ringer, we've been doing it like a year.
I don't even know.
We don't count that.
It is weird we've been doing it that long.
It is.
There's an option to pick us up for season two. Listen, I've been really off the bandwagon of us getting canceled. Sure. Wouldn't hate a quick convo if somebody wants to reach out. Hey, you're getting that pay bump or sign you for second year. If that's up to them. I don't want to push it.
I think it's coming anyway.
It's neither here nor there.
Tyler Hero.
So Tyler Hero, yeah, he had the crazy spike. So for the longest time, I was totally just a sell because coming off the Eastern Conference Finals, we saw the crazy spike in the, coming off the NBA Finals, but especially the Eastern Conference. We saw the crazy spike. It was perfect timing too. The market was starting to really go nuts at the time and right after. Had a very quiet, disappointing season last year. I mean, on court, he was okay. He's not a bust by any means, but nothing. That's why his pricing is so far down. What does he have an individual card for him too?
He had pulled up the Raw Contenders card, which is with Otto on there. Yeah, $100 to $150 for the Raw. I had pulled up another one, but it's his base. I don't know if you care to go over it or not, but he base has Prism? Actually. This is the base Prism 2019 PSA 10. And it is interesting that unlike SGA and Jaylen Brown, he has actually started to have a little bit of an increase in value. Granted, his pop count is so super much higher.
Yeah,
like 6,700. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why insane. I wouldn't mess with that stuff at all. And the way PSA is kicking out orders, I think that's going to keep growing. Across the board, though, so just to be vague on Hero, I really think it's a weird season. I think Miami could be a very good team in the East. Jimmy Butler, you're bringing Kyle Lowry. You got Bam out there. I'm sure I'm forgetting another player. And Hero. Like, I actually think that's a very good roster, a very good team. I just think he's very streaky. So to me, I'm only buying it on... If you're getting in on Hero to flip, my advice would be just have it be ready to move. Only get into him to flip if you already are used to either selling on eBay with consignment or selling on social media, whatever. Like, if you're one of these guys who's just like, hey, I'll buy stuff. I'll kind of flip it as I have time to. I think the windows are going to be small with him because he's going to average 30. Yeah, he's going to average 30 points for a week. And I think he's going to have a nice price bump. Now, if you're just looking to hold him long term, you like him, you believe in him long term, fantastic. Now is probably the best time to buy him. But if you're in it for the flip game, I would say I think it's going to be a volatile year for him. Good and bad.
Okay. I got to say, before we go to the next person, I knew something was really weird. I wasn't feeling on my game. We all heard that brutal intro to the show today. I'll tell you what it was.
Hang on a sec. The brutal intro when it was just me? Because that's when we started taping. We reset the whole... I reset when you signed off.
I did. I was referring to the intro into the show that we did the breakdown, the review of what's coming up. That is...
Oh, the
I'm talking about the
Excuse me,
you're
talking about the preview of the show. That would be the preview.
So the preview of the show...
There you go.
Obviously, you know what it is? I realized that the background, like my whole...
It wasn't on.
It wasn't on. The sports cards nonsense, like Halo, that covers me and all the card knowledge. I feel like it really gives me something. It wasn't there. And now I'm feeling
You are
better.
Not sports boy apart from that background, I would
exactly.
say.
Exactly. When the background's gone, sports boy's dead.
Dude, you literally, if someone just tuned in, if we still had video, if we didn't get that ripped from our clutches, it's great. Somebody would turn this on and be like, okay, he's on a huge network, The Ringer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's wearing an SGC shirt, so he's clearly into grading. He's yep. got sports cards behind him. They'd be like, dude, this big dude knows his cards. This is a yeah. sports boy. That's what
That's
they think.
That's true. That's what everybody says. Everybody's messaging
They listen to you talk.
I just got 3 text messages. They said sports boy.
Then you started talking. It was like, oh, this guy actually doesn't know. That's not that. That's other people. I would never say that. I'm saying other people.
Who would say
it? Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Okay. All
dude,
right.
I feel. I can't even tell you how hard I am. Just like hard, just ripping through the Seinfeld shows. I am just hardcore into Seinfeld right now.
What season are we talking?
They burned down the cabin last night.
Oh,
those
yeah.
Cubans.
I'm
those
in season
Cubans.
Two, early season two.
If you're looking for some tightly rolled crepes, you got to be careful with those. Okay.
Jordan Poole. We already talked about him last episode.
I'm selling him high right now. I'm out.
Really?
Yeah. Why? I don't think he's.
I thought you were all in on Jordan Poole on the.
Did you listen to the show? Well, actually, I know you don't listen. Never mind.
No. I thought we were. No. That's right. Because we were saying Jordan Poole had already spiked and we wanted to get up. That's right.
On Poole. Yep.
It's funny. I wonder if people are dumping after listening to the show, because after that episode, it had crested as of the day of recording. And then afterward, people have already started selling a little lower. So we'll
it was
see.
A mile high if it was an inch. George?
George just needs that.
Can we get Jerry Seinfeld on the show? How do we book him?
A few million dollars. Michael Porter Jr.
MPJ just signed a massive deal. I like Porter Jr. this year because I think, especially since Murray's going to be out for the majority of the season, it sounds like, I think he's their number two scoring option. Joker is a beast. I think Aaron Gordon is a good regular season player. I think Porter's going to have a pretty good year. And I like this one too. So the card that Indy had was the 2018 Red, White, and Blue Prism PSA 10. I remembered that. I do not remember the pop count, value, anything else.
Pop count is $900. $207 is what this card's going for.
I like that.
If we're comparing to his Prism, it is by far like the more, I'd say, desirable just due to the fact that there's 5,300 of that yep. card. Yeah. So
what's the Prism base doing right now, PSA 10? Do you know? Like
150? Yep.
Yeah. So for a little bit, 33% more. I like the red, white, and blue. I do for the PSA 10 version of him. I almost put him in the same camp as like Tyler Herro. He's on a very good team. I think he's going to have games where he shoots lights out and puts up 30. Other games when he's 1 for 9. And I just think he's going to have big peaks and low valleys. So same thing. The only difference is I do trust that Denver team in the playoffs. So I don't hate the play of holding him until the end of the season.
See, this card I actually like because the pop count is something that I went, because when I see us talking about any card, I don't like it if we're talking about a card that only has a few hundred, like those other ones that we had discussed sure. already. The fact that this has 900, almost, you know, anybody who wants him out there can probably go find one. This
yeah,
one
like
is actually
good
more,
value.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. OG. Oh, cool.
I'm out. OG Anunoby.
Okay, thank you.
For the Raptors, I just don't care about the Raptors. I don't think there's any market for them. I'm out.
Nothing else we don't need to talk about? Okay.
I'm good. I don't want to do a 20-minute open segment, so yeah, we're good.
OG's out. Lonzo Ball.
I think Chicago is going to be interesting, too. I think they're going to be a pretty good regular season team. I don't trust them in the playoffs, but they have talent with LaVine, DeRozan,
Kobe
Lonzo.
Kobe White's coming back, isn't he?
Kobe White's coming back as well. Here's the play with Lonzo to me. Honestly, and this is kind of, Jeff gave me this idea too, kind of like a nickel and dime section. Dude, you can get Lonzo Rock Prism Rookies from 2017 for under $10. And it's a good buy. I think Lonzo's a decent player. I think he's going to have a little bit of hype and flair with that team in Chicago. I think they're going to win some games in the regular season. So if you're looking, I know we always have like expensive cards. I think you buy his Raw Prism Rookies, you know, give it a good look over if they're raw, obviously, for condition. For $10 though, $8 to $10, I don't think it's a bad buy.
I think his card of all the ones that we talked about so far, in again, comparing to their Prism card, is the most volatile card. Like he literally every other week is going from about like $60 to $70 up to $110, $120. Yeah. Very interesting for him. That one's a nice flip, actually. John Collins for the Hawks.
Yeah, John Collins is cheap. He's a good team. I just don't think there's any reason to buy John Collins until the end of the regular season. If it looks like they're getting into the playoffs and he's going to make noise. I don't think Collins is going to consistently average 20. I think that team's going to make some noise in the playoffs like they did last year. So wait till the end of the season to buy him up. He's cheap.
Last one, Jaren Jackson.
Triple J. I was on the Chris Vernon show yesterday.
Oh, hello.
Him and John are big time Triple J fans. I am not, but they both know a lot more about basketball than I do. So Triple J is a 2018 rookie. Here's what I would say. If you believe in the guy and if you think he can score and he can actually be the number two option there in Memphis, you can get raw RPAs and just autos from 2018. Man, I said 2018. Is he 2018? Okay. There's some stuff in the $50 to $75 range. If you're going to take a flyer on a guy like that, grab some autos for $50 and see what happens. Again, I am not personally a believer in his game, but guys who are smarter than me are, so maybe that's a sign. Which leads to my next point. I don't know if you saw this little line, Zion's injury news.
I saw that.
So here's the deal. There's no official update on Zion. They originally just said he's going to be here for the start of the season. He's not practiced at all. No full contact practice, at least. And I heard yesterday from somebody, again, much smarter than me, he's not even running, like, fully, like, not full speed running. That terrifies me with Zion because, unlike you, who's committed to working out,
yes.
I don't think Zion is. Maybe I'm wrong. If that dude's not running yet, and they really slow played his whole foot surgery anyways, I just don't know the last time a major star had a surgery, and we found out after the fact. This would also be consistent with guys I have spent a ton of money on recently and would be wrong about. So
if you're high on him, we should sell it.
I'm on the edge of my seat with Zion. I am very, very interested. Are they just really slow playing him and he's going to be back for the opener? I don't know. I'm a little nervous though. I am completely halting my Zion buys, although I've already bought a ton, so it doesn't help me now. But
is he in the position where he needs to lose some weight once he can like really start working? Like I kept seeing something like he's kind of chunked up or something.
Yeah. Here's the only reason I bring up the weight thing. He's a big dude anyways. I think the best thing for the longevity of his career would be to lose some weight. I mean, 280 pounds jumping like that. That's tough on your joints, man. I know he's a kid and he doesn't matter now. I just start to wonder has always been my hesitation. That's why people even last year, like how could you say you'd rather buy Ja than Zion? He's cheaper, and I think Jack could be a star for 15 years. That's why. And then stuff like this with Zion, the way they've done it, it just makes me wonder, like, what's actually happening with the kid's health? So I think that's something to monitor over the next week.
Speaking out, hasn't, like, Luka been in the news for, like, he's been working out or something. He's getting real toned from a few pictures I've seen.
I think some have confused you and Luka, is what I've heard recently.
Do you think that? Are you saying that? Are you saying that just for the show or do you mean it?
I'll text you that after the show. Then you'll know I mean it.
That's, thank you.
Yeah, Luka's toned up. I mean, great. His game is so predicated not on his athleticism anyways. If he also adds that.
That's kind of what I was saying. Like, what is that going to do besides help his card value?
That's it. It's going to help his on court. It's going to help his card value. Yep.
That was a rhetorical question. You didn't have to answer it.
Run it. Cut the tape. Okay. I'm going to leave it up to you now. We have three things to do next. I would like to move through these relatively quick.
Okay.
We've got Straight Facts, homie.
Yep.
I've got a quick like month end review. I think it's been almost a month of 2021 Bowman Chrome, some of the bigger names and prospects. Okay. And I have two games I want to highlight in the NFL briefly.
How about we sandwich like, my segment? I'll be the meat. You be the bread.
Can I be the buns like a hamburger?
No, this is a sandwich, not a hamburger. We're not at dinner. This is a lunch.
I'm starving. I have not had a bite of food yet. You know what's amazing? I'm not cranky. So you're welcome.
Well, that's probably because your heart's beating at 1,000 beats per minute because you drink a whole gallon of Monster.
Got a lot of comments. People not like the singing. We have not done enough singing.
Where do you get these comments from?
I called my dad this morning. I was like, hey, how you doing? You know, whatever. He's like, yeah, listen to the show Tuesday. Hell yeah. He listens every. Yeah. He's like a lot of singing. Thanks. Then he also informed me, talk about a blast from the past. I don't know why his cell phone, they both have iPhones. Him and my uncle who live together, that no reception in the apartment. They have to like stand by the window and they live right in Manchester. It's like a big city.
They're in a city.
He's like, hey, just wanted to let you know, we got a house phone again. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I got a house phone. Now I don't have to stand by the window. I was like, man, I'm happy you don't have to stand by a window, but I don't.
I get that number?
So good news. I'm just as a gift to him this year, I'm going to get him a subscription to the paper up there. Have it delivered to his house with a paper boy. I'm going to have some milk dropped off up there. The milkman's coming by.
Does the Sunday paper still have the Monopoly pieces when McDonald's plays the Monopoly game?
I have no job. I have no prospects. I like to read the paper. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com. This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So let's do this real quick then. A couple NFL games I wanted to target just briefly. Still, okay. To me, the most fascinating game. Actually, there's three. I didn't put this on the list. Philly, I'm interested in tonight. I think Tampa is at... Can you check this up real quick? Is that game at Philly or at Tampa? I want to know if... Does Tom keep rolling? I mean, that's always...
Oops. It is at Philly.
So does Tom keep rolling, I think, is interesting. He's having a ridiculous start to the year. Devontae Smith, that Tampa defense is not that good. I think you could see him have a huge weekend. And I'm still in on that kid for rookie stuff. Because I think long-term, he's going to be a real legitimate star in the league. I like that kid. That's interesting to me. Tua's return, I believe this is still, unless I miss something. Check this up too real quick if you would. Tua returning this week. See if you can find something quick.
I believe that I did see that, but I'll double check right now.
Okay, so in the meantime, the Rams are at, not the Rams. The Chargers are at Baltimore. Two of the hottest quarterbacks in the game right now. And they're pretty good at football too, am I right, Josie?
Oh, see what happened? It's a double entendre. I do get that.
I never knew what that. I don't understand.
Still don't know. Maybe I used it wrong.
Justin Herbert.
Tua's back at practice. It has not been officially announced that he's going to play, but it's looking like he might.
I would love to see Tua play this week because he would be playing the Jags, whose defense is pathetic. First game back, a little bit of hype. I'm almost starting to creep up the timeline of when I start selling him. If he plays well and his prices move up after this one game, I think I might move a few pieces and kind of just move them gradually throughout the weeks if they have individual weekly spikes. So I'm interested in that game again for my Tua pick. Herbert and Lamar, though, it's going to be a great game. It's going to be on TV. I would be very curious to see what those two do. I think Lamar has a lot of upside, and I keep waiting to see if Herbert's going to slow down, and he just has given no signs. So from a hobby perspective, those are the games I'm very interested in this week. And if the Chargers can go into Baltimore and win, that not only if Herbert looks good, but just if they win, it's a huge game. Like, that's a tough place to play. I believe both teams are 4-1. Mm-hmm. I am very interested to see who wins that game.
I don't remember. Do you have many Justin Herbert cards?
Zero. I've sold everything high, like I was saying before. I have a couple cheaper Lamar Jacksons that I'm going to hold and just kind of ride till at least close to the end of the season. So,
okay.
There you go. Straight facts, homie.
Straight facts, homie, it is. Let me pull it up.
Say it.
Straight facts, homie.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. It's just.
What's the point? What's the point if that's all it is? All right.
It's called the audience. That's the point. You out of your mind?
Thank you to them. Not to you, though. You don't get that. Thank you.
Fair.
Big news coming down the pike for Fanatics fans.
Pike or pipe?
Is it pike? Is it pipe? I thought it was
Ronick, pipe. How does that expression go? Coming down. I don't know.
Pipe. The pipe.
Coming down the pipe? Wow. Oh, okay. Man. I want to leave.
That's the straight facts, homie, right
I
want
to stop recording today. I'm done. That's weird.
That's huge. That's big news.
That was like when I was 14 and I realized it was called volleyball and not volleyball.
I'll tell you my worst one. Freshman year, you know, you had to like, they always pick on like one of the dumb kids to read a paragraph out loud because the teachers knew.
Oh, no.
The teachers knew. And they knew I wasn't paying attention. I had to read this paragraph in like science or something stupid.
Oh, no.
I actually don't know how to spell it now. I was like, what is it? And I had no idea what the context was. So I was just like, I don't know what I'm even reading. It's like, pick up on like line 18. I was like,
Whoa. Read the story.
Breaking news.
Ronick has broken the story.
Okay, go. That was the breaking news.
The correction is, it is pike coming down the pike.
I wonder what that means. Anyways.
Okay. What were you reading in science class?
She's like, pick up right here. And it started with the word. And I was like, crap, I don't know the context. I don't know why. Because usually I can at least like fake my way through something.
Sure.
I was like, the Garofy? I was like, what is this word? Giraffe.
Oh, that's so mean.
I literally remember the class literally stopped to laugh. And after a second, I was like feeling dumb. And I was like, wait a minute. Who cares about a giraffe anyways? What a stupid word.
What kind of science book
useless
is it?
Animal. 38
foot neck. Go back to zoology.
Have fun getting strep throat, you dumb oversized donkey. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I digress.
Oh, man. We're having fun. So Fanatics is trying to take over the world. It's slowly starting to appear, the sports world at least. Some interesting news came out that Fanatics is reaching out to some regional sports networks, essentially trying to buy up, I guess, airtime. But no one knows exactly if it's going to be to air additional games. For anyone who's not familiar, regional sports networks are basically like, you know, Fox News or Fox Sports will have, you know, your local game. So you may be in Tennessee watching a Vols game that wasn't going to be aired on a national, like on cable news or something like that. This happens all throughout the country. The only thing is it's apparently very expensive. And so Fox News has sold it off. The guys who currently own it are now in talks for other people to buy. And that includes Fanatics. The talks have stalled the last couple of weeks, but there's thinking that could pick up in the beginning of the new year. All that being said, what is Fanatics want with these networks to air games, to promote other, you know, cards? My theory is like a QVC as you watch the game. Like, hey, here's this guy's, you know, here's this team playing. And by the way, did you know you can get his jersey and his card here? You know, who knows what it's going to be, but it's just an interesting thing to bring up.
As long as they hire some interesting content creators then, because I don't need to see these typical card clowns doing this, please. Anyways.
That's all speculation. But that being said, I also, when I was reading that article, there was a side article for Fanatics that they're also talking about bringing in, starting a betting company. It's just interesting to see. I know, but it's just crazy to see how many avenues they're expanding out to. What's going to go through? It's interesting. We'll find out. Last piece of Fanatics news. It's Fanatics, not a sponsor, but maybe you should be because we're talking about you a lot.
Throwing money at everybody else.
I know, exactly.
Have we heard from our guy over there, by the way, recently?
No, not yet. But Ruben, back on, when was it? This was a couple weeks ago when he was on CNBC. We kind of talked about it because Ruben, the CEO, was reiterating the story that we broke on the channel. But there were some additional parts of that story that I didn't see because it was only on like the live CNBC. The clip that they put online did not include the full interview, but there was apparently some talk in that about them possibly buying out an existing card manufacturer. I didn't hear that anywhere else. So I just figured, you know, let's talk about it for a sec, but they are not saying they're going to buy Topps or Panini, but they did compliment them as good manufacturers, just that they weren't willing to go in that direct-to-consumer model. So now that, you know, Fanatics has established they're going to be the new head honchos, there is a possibility that they could use them for actual card making. So just there's your Fanatics updates. A couple other small things. Topps is expanding into Japanese baseball league cards, which is like, I don't know if we're grasping at straws or if that's like a big market.
No, you nailed it. Yep.
Okay. Okay. I just thought it was interesting that that's an area that they're digging into. Lastly, all right. So this is something I can already tell as soon as I'm going to say his name that you're going to give a sigh or there's going to be something. But I'm genuinely curious.
If I hear this name the third show in a row, I will lose my
mind. No.
Okay.
Don't even say.
Okay. Please continue then.
Colin Kaepernick.
I don't care. Why would I care about Colin? No, I have no feelings about him.
So I have no real understanding of Colin Kaepernick's sporting ability, but that's kind of what I wanted to bring up because apparently he did an article with Ebony and a few other places talking about he's got a big Netflix special coming out or a show, I guess. But he also has he mentioned that he is willing and preparing himself to return to the NFL.
I feel like we've heard this song and dance the last few years. Here's the deal. There are so many bad teams and bad quarterbacks. If he was actually like wanting to play, and maybe there is like this huge conspiracy. I'll be honest, I don't know. I mean, maybe there was just this crazy conspiracy where the league has blackballed him and like blacklisted him. But I just feel like if he could play and he was good enough and he was committed to wanting to come back, he would have been back years ago.
So it's that's my like, question. Is I that think the
dude's
reason?
Been out like, hasn't he been out like 3 or 4 years at this point?
I read the last time he played was 2016, I believe.
And I'll be honest with you, he had a great run when they went to the Super Bowl that year, but it's not like he was as great. I mean, he was pretty good. I think it was more that he came in, he ran like a maniac and was great, unbelievably athletic, had a good string because people didn't know what to make of him. But then I don't know. And maybe I'm misremembering that too. I have no idea, but I just.
Okay.
I don't care. If he wants to come back. Like, fantastic. Well, good for you.
And the reason I bring that up is because I was looking at his card values and there's not, I mean.
He actually has decent value still. That's what's weird.
I would almost disagree with that because I was looking up his 2011 Topps Chrome. It looks to be his rookie card. It's PSA 10. Now, it has come down, but Cardletter only has a record of three sales of this card over the last year. Now, granted, there was one sale of this card yesterday. It was selling
for
$225 was the last sale. Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, back but for in, a guy who played a well, couple of years.
But it just sold yesterday for $60. I mean,
PSA 10?
PSA 10 on eBay, $60 sale. So it's just like, I don't know. Is this someone like you go ahead and maybe buy up like one or two if you can find them?
I've just never heard of a guy sitting out of the league for years and then coming back. First of all, too, where does he play? It's not like he's going to go to a good team. Anybody who's going to take a flyer on him, he's not going to start for a good team.
I mean, Tim Tebow came back, for goodness sakes, not as a quarterback, but still.
Yeah, and he didn't make the opening day lineup. That's what I mean. Like,
But they were willing to take a chance. I just thought like,
as maybe a tight end, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, from a hobby value, if he wants to come back and play, I'm happy for Colin. Do whatever you want. I know he's been big with the activist side of things. You know, good for you. If you want to come back and play football, good. I don't find him annoying, though. I honestly don't. I think people make too, like the people who dislike him make such a big deal of this stuff. I think for 99% of sports fans like me, it's just like, oh, yeah, he had a couple good years. If he wanted to come back, great. I, But I don't have any negative. I don't know anything about the guy. I don't care what he does.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
That's your Street Facts homie, people.
Cool. Hey, so real quick, I want you to find, if you can, 2021 Bowman Chrome release date. It was at the end of September, I believe. While you do that, we had a couple questions too, like, hey, how's the product? We were so high on it at the start. Where are we at now? I still like the product. HCA cases, which is the jumbo, 12-box cases are up to about $4,000 in the retail market.
September 22nd.
Thank you. So we're almost a month. We're 3.5 weeks out. Hobby cases are like, I think hobby cases are like $3,400 on the retail market right now. I still really like the class. And I think the play, if you can be patient, is still to keep this stuff sealed and hold it forever. Honestly, I think that's a great play. But just to give you an idea of some values of guys, there are some really high selling guys, and I'm going to miss a few because I don't really get super deep into prospecting like I used to. Like Christian Hernandez for the Cubs, raw base autos are still selling for over $275 on average. Luis Rodriguez for the Dodgers. These are actually all raw base auto comps, $225. Wilmon Diaz for the Dodgers is still over $100. Carlos Colmenares for the Rays, $150. Presidio for the Padres, $80. Polanco and Peguero for the Pirates, which, by the way, I think the Pirates are one of the best teams in that because a lot of times they're still undervalued. $80 a piece. Again, I know I've missed a few other names that are selling really well. They're still really good resale value. There are still the monsters wearing off, and now I'm just exhausted and hungry. I'm like, I'll be honest with you, I could kick back right now and just listen to Straight Facts, homie. My whole point is I still really like the product. As we see fall and winter ball pick up, spring ball, I think this of all the Bowman Chromes in the last few years is going to continue to rise in value. And there's one guy too who's very highly talked about by scouts, five-tool type player, Pedro Pineda. He's the number one guy for the Athletics in this product. His base raw auto is like $60. You listen to the scouts talk about that kid. I think that's the dude who could actually take a nice jump in value. But overall, the product is obviously going to be driven by resale side, the resale market. The resale is super strong, and it's still crazy hitter heavy. So I like the product still.
Is it? I can't remember. How high did this get as far as per box?
High as it's been now. Yeah, right now is about 280? As high as it gets.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's going for 280 on Bowman right now.
On blowout.
Yeah, on blowout.
280
yeah.
for hobby.
280 for hobby box.
What's HTA doing? Jumbo.
Let me see.
I want to say it's like, I'm going to say it's like 320.
2021 MLB Bowman Chrome Jumbo box is 300.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah, it's a good, I actually still think long term, if you have patient money, I like it long term. So we're good. Done with the Bowman Chrome. It was just a minute. We're out. Next.
Oh, done. And by the way, it's not 300. It's 329.
Oh, there you go. 330. Perfect. Well done. No new releases tomorrow that I care about. Bunch of releases next week. We'll talk about on Monday's show. So we're done there. I haven't bought anything since Tuesday.
Someone on the show? Wasn't that supposed to be today? Didn't you say there was going to be someone who bought something?
Monday. My buddy Justin's coming on the show.
Okay.
Yeah, he has one of the biggest pulls at our break room ever. I think I really would like to see that thing go over $100,000. He's going to talk about that.
What?
He's also one of these guys who just got back in the hobby like a year and a half ago and kind of like, hey, this is how I resell, do his thing. And I want to like kind of document his whole journey through using Golden Auction for it. So, yes. Oh. Okay. We'll have them on Monday. It'll be a quick thing. I told him like 8 to 10 minutes. We're not going to have like a delayed, you know, big, huge draw, but it is an interesting story. So, yep.
Are we having him on also because he won that contest to come on the show?
That too. But it's perfect timing. Like the Burrow card he has a potential to hit $100,000, and it closes next weekend at Golden. So
that's absolutely insane. Okay.
Yeah. Pretty cool. The other thing I want to keep my eye on in the next week, the NBA top 75 list is coming out, which Simmons is a part of. I don't know if he's going to be able to come on the show in the next 2 weeks. I know he said October was slammed, but I'm very interested to see how that list affects it because it lines up with the beginning of the season, 75th anniversary of the league. I'm interested to see what type of guys maybe come out of nowhere and have weird short-lived spikes because people are like, oh yeah, that guy was great. Let me go buy as a rookie.
Interesting. So you're thinking that just the top 75 list could actually boost guys' card value?
Yeah, maybe. The NBA is hyping up a little bit already. It's going to coincide with the start of the year. Yeah, I think it possibly could.
Okay. Kyrie news. Oh, yeah. I pulled up his card values. He's not getting the shot, right?
Something that's about what he said.
$16 million in fines, I heard.
Right. So Kyrie will not be allowed to practice or play home games is basically what it is because he's a New York Is that the case or no?
So what I heard was he's not going to be playing. His decision was not to play home games. However, the team decided, well, then you're not playing any games.
So that wasn't his. I think it's New York state law, isn't it?
Well, for New York residents. What I saw was it specifically said the team decided he wasn't going to play. So I don't know. Okay. But I know he wasn't allowed to play in New York without having the vaccine.
Yeah, here's what's weird, too. He's not practicing. And then they asked James Harden about it yesterday. He's like, nope, don't know anything. Like, he was like pretty like cut and dry. I don't know if that means anything. Maybe we're reading too much into that.
Guys are irritated at him, because it's like, I would be like, if you're expecting someone to be a starter on the team and they're choosing not to get the shot. Granted, I get it. I'm not judging him for not getting the shot, but you do think, on the other hand, like, this is my paycheck that you're now affecting. So,
yeah. And I just am like, I don't know. The whole vaccine thing is crazy. People love to overreact if you're pro, or I don't know. I just don't know what harm it does you to just do it and just take one for the team. But that's my overly simple version of it. However, his Prism PSA 10 cards were going for $1,200 back in the day, 6 months ago, probably. They are now down to like $500.
Bro, his card was going for like $1,900.
Oh, okay. Even better. I cannot stomach bringing myself to like even think of buying a Kyrie card. But I just can't see him sitting out the whole season, like in the prime of his career on a team that's the front runner to win a ring. At some point, don't you just say, I'm getting the shot and I'm cool. Like, let's just do it and go play. I would think maybe he won't. I have no idea. I just am like, man, if there's any inclination that that's going to happen, or if like you hear breaking news, hey, it happened, I just would go buy every one of those for $500 immediately. I almost might just buy one or two just to throw on the shelf. But like, you know what? Maybe the dude comes back and plays. I can't stand him anyways. So it has nothing to do with the vaccine. I just don't like the guy. So.
I do love a long shot. This is like, it's not a penny stock, but it does have
long shot. A pun. Shot.
Don't you do my fake laugh. That's my fake laugh.
That was your fake laugh.
How dare you? Okay. Kyrie Irving. There you go.
Kyrie, maybe. I was going to mention this too. It doesn't really have anything to do with us. We get a promo code on GameDayLegends.com. They sell Upper Deck boxes. They sell Fanatics merchandise, autograph stuff, Panini. It's 15% off with our code Nonsense, all lowercase. So there you go. I told my buddy.
Are we getting a piece of this?
No, but I told my buddy to help him out, and I'm going to go buy stuff. And I just realized we had a code, and they named it Nonsense. So I thought
I don't care if we're not getting a piece. It's just like, I want to know, bro. You can't be taking all the promo code.
Oh, I see what you said. Yeah, we may get a piece. I don't know. But there you go.
What night? Friday night.
That's not the name.
What night? Friday
night. What night? Friday.
I said, what? Oh. Sometimes my tongue's too big for my mouth. I'm hoping as I lose weight, my tongue girth goes down. Is that a thing?
Sure. Ronick, check into that. Yeah, we'll be live on what night? What?
What was it? What's it called, Mike? You fool.
You sound phony.
You look like
a... You called me a phony? Yeah, like Michael Jordan. He's such a phony. Why'd you tell me it was a phony? I just watched that episode too. You cannot pull into the... He pulled in head first. Can't do that.
I always pull in head first. So
not to parallel park though.
Oh, no. You got to pull back in. Yeah.
Obviously.
Thank you.
So whatnot. Tomorrow night we're doing live selling. I've actually got a bunch of wax, like some small stuff here to mess around with. So yeah. Sports Cards Nonsense is the name of the room. Real original. Singles and wax. Me and Jesse will be together. Boom. Roasted. Last thing that we're doing, mailbag. The newsletter came out Monday. There's like a 9-part series. We're keeping them brief, too. It's not like the whole newsletter.
So on Monday.
Oh, starts on Monday. I'm sorry.
Yes. Coming up on Monday.
Pretty comprehensive pricing breakdown of grading by sport and by age. So vintage, modern, ultra modern. By sport, based on resale value. This is actually an independent guy with an MBA who reached out to us.
Yeah.
So I will be curious to read it myself. That's it.
One thing I do want to reiterate, because we put a post on the Facebook group and people were all like, ad, SGZ paid for the, you know, like everybody's just calling. This was not anything that we even had anything to do with. We're just kind of like reiterating because it's like amazing information.
Plus, it's literally just factual. There's no slant put on it. It's just here's the numbers.
Now, does it skew SGC in a positive light in some spaces? Maybe, but bottom line is it's all facts. So what's wrong with you? What are you doing?
I'm yawning. I tell you, the monster's worn off. Let's do these mailbags before I fall asleep.
All right.
Oh,
it's already been a weird episode for me. I haven't felt on my game. I'm ready. I'm ready for Monday's episode. Hey, can we just end this one? We'll just start recording the next one.
Perfect. Go.
Johnny McGrath. Mailback. Johnny McGrath wants to know, what do you recommend for a better return on investment buying raw and grading? Dang it, this sounds like a plant question. Buying raw and grading with SGC to sell, or buying graded cards and flipping when value goes up?
Both. Yeah, they're both great. I mean, it depends on the markup you can get from grading with PSA or SGC, by the way.
And there's rules about when we would send to SGC too. Like, you don't just send everything.
No, I think there's a lot of stuff. I still use PSA for a lot of stuff. Yeah, no question. You can make money doing both. I would say don't buy stuff unless you're in the grading game already, though. Don't start buying up raw stuff. Be like, oh, it's going to PSA 10 for me. Like, you need to be pretty strict with what you're looking at. Those are not easy grades to hit. So
make sure you're considering not just like the grades, but like not just the money you're spending to get it graded and to buy, but consider your time as the money too. That's where we found that there's money to be made with SGC because of the quick turnaround versus,
year. Because right now PSA has quick turnaround for all their services because it's expensive. So turnaround time is not really an issue right now.
John Michael, recommendations on cards that you actually responded to this one, but I'll read it anyone for everyone else. Recommendations on cards that PC because they won't grade well due to scratches. He says 10-year-old me didn't use penny sleeves. He said he'd seen slabs online that you can do yourself. He doesn't want to waste money on getting it graded.
Yeah, I don't know what John's talking about. If you're saying like I have a PC of stuff that I know won't grade well, so I'm leaving it raw. Cool. There's a huge raw market. But this thought, like I've seen slabs that I think I could do myself.
Yeah.
Have at it. The reason I grade first and foremost is authenticity. So yeah, there are plenty of grading companies that have popped up that look like you could do it yourself because you probably could. They don't authenticate cards and I don't trust them. And the resale market isn't there either. So yeah, that was my point with him. Although his response, John actually was very reasonable about the point. So
yeah, and I kind of think John was doing it more for like, hey, if it's my PC, I just want it to look good. So
yeah, I don't care. If it's your PC, sure. The downside is in 10, 15, 20 years, when you want to sell that, it's going to be a lot harder to sell for your kids or if you leave it to somebody because it's not graded. That's the other factor with why I have almost exclusively graded cards on my PC.
Christopher Duff, I have a question. Never mind. It's too late. I'm already in. Given all the recent attention that Mike Singing has received, we think he should have won the high school talent show with Taylor Swift being in third place, obviously, instead of Jesse?
I don't think we had a talent show. And by the way, shout out, Woodya Regional Vocational Technical High School.
You say that like you haven't said that name, the name of the school like 20 times.
I don't know if I had. I graduated in 04. I don't remember ever having a talent show at that school. But maybe I'm wrong. We could have.
It was a technical school. It was all boys, wasn't it?
No. I was also unbelievably forgettable at that school. Like, if you went through and asked 10 people if they even knew who I was, I think 8 would say, didn't know him. One would be like, he was a loser. And the other would be like, yeah, we knew him. And he was like funny and made jokes, but we didn't like him.
So, talk about the Walmart clothes.
Talk about vacation.
That's always your go-to story. Davis Layton wants to know, are second year numbered cards a good investment? Would you rather have a rookie number two out of 199 or a second year numbered out of 49?
Rookie. They're good investments, but those are not comparable. Yeah. Second year stuff that's numbered. Sure. Great. Great market. Rookie number stuff is always going to get the nod there for sure.
Okay. Nicholas Kaviris. Yep. Thoughts on Freddie Freeman rookie cards. Also, Paul Goldschmidt.
Freddie Freeman might be the most hobby disrespected superstar in the league. It's amazing. Like, there's no hobby love. I like his rookie stuff because I just don't think there is any downside to it. It is already so cheap. Goldschmidt, they got to win. They got close to the playoffs. I think it's a safe buy, though, because how is it going to drop any more than it has right now? So I think they're both probably good investments. They're probably both... I mean, I would think they're probably both, when it's all said and done, first ballot Hall of Famers, too. So long term, I love the play, and I think now's a good time to buy into them. Long term, though, I wouldn't mess with them for flips because I don't think the market's volatile enough to make money in the short term.
Did Brady or Griffey have anything to add to this? Or
my dogs are barking, literally.
I have a general question for you. This is just probably your opinion, because I doubt you would know for sure, or maybe you do. What sport do you think is the one that guys collect the most of now? Like, not like 40 years ago, but like, what do you think is the most sought after sport for collecting cards?
If you were, if we were going PC, like what sport do people PC the most? I would think football. I would think.
Really? Okay.
But maybe not. It's hard to argue with baseball still. And in terms of like the flip to invest, to burn and turn, I still think baseball and basketball are leaps and bounds ahead of football in that game.
You know what I've found is now that I'm getting more into sports boy, watching NFL or keeping up with the NFL, I find to be so much easier than any other sport.
Oh, no
and
question.
It's simply because like there's
Once a week. Yep.
I don't want to say like, oh, I wish like they would change the entire format of baseball and basketball, but man, I kind of wish they would just because I want to pay better attention, but it's just like, there's so much going on. I have no time to keep up with all of that.
I agree.
Do you really? You agree with us?
Yes.
Interesting.
Next.
Colt Walker. With Coby White coming off his injury and all the offseason acquisitions the Bulls had, does Coby have any flip value, sixth man of the year, or has he been relegated to PC only?
Man, I wonder. I think I honestly think he's another one. He could go either way. Sixth man of the year, maybe, or, hey, we got a bunch of guys in the backcourt already. He doesn't get as much time. So I am very on the fence about Coby.
If he is sixth man of the year, doesn't that just put him in a good position, you know, as soon as someone gets injured, which in NBA seems more and more likely that someone's going to get injured pretty quickly?
Yeah, I mean, it just means he gets a lot of playing time, too. To be sixth man of the year, you're on the court quite a bit, so he would be performing well. So, yeah. Yep.
Okay. Eric Wiesenforth? That's a cool name. If the Braves win the World Series without Ronald Acuna, do we still see a spike in Acuna card values or... Nah.
I don't think so. I don't think he spikes or moves up until he comes back healthy. Yeah, I don't think them winning a World Series without him being suited up, I don't think it helps his value at all. I also don't think it hurts his value. Like, oh, they won without him, though. He's not that good. That won't happen either.
Now, asking as a novice to an actual sports fan, do guys remember that? Like, do they, like, are they like, oh, yeah, well, he has a ring, but he was also, like, injured. He didn't play in that Super Bowl
in other sports,
whatever.
Yeah, like if Brady got a ring this year, but he got hurt in the playoffs and didn't play in the Super Bowl in football or in basketball. Yeah, for sure. In baseball, no, I don't think anybody remembers it or cares.
There's so many games leading up to it. It's like, yeah, I would find that hard to believe that it would affect him that much. Andrew Kahn, he's got a two-parter question. Would you ever convert to Judaism strictly for the jokes?
Tim Watley.
You get it.
Sure.
No, you would not.
Nope.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah.
Do ever go after redemptions knowing once they become a physical card, their value will increase?
Yeah, it's not a bad play. You can definitely get more. The tough thing is, when does it get redeemed? So one way I've done this in the past, I did this with Drew Locke last year when I started seeing all his rookie stuff pop up because it took forever. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go on eBay. And I did. I bought a few and I got them really fast. Like LaMelo, I've seen, I don't know if LaMelo has signed yet, but like if I started seeing, and maybe he already has, just as an example though, if all of a sudden I started seeing LaMelo stuff pop up that was live, like, and people were getting it back, and you can get the redemption for 20% less because guys hate redemptions, not a bad buy. But I would want some evidence that the guy is actually signing before I did that.
But what kind of time is it right now for those redemptions? Is
every
it
every
like
single player is different?
Months?
Some guys,
oh, really?
No, some guys are getting it back in a couple of weeks when you redeem it. Some guys are 8 months. Some guys in a year, they're like, hey, we'll replace because we can't get the guy to sign. So
interesting. When they replace, is it for the same player or a different player?
No, because if they have the same player, so almost always it is a different player that they kind of deem to have the similar value.
They do consider that. Okay.
They try to at least.
I was thinking about that's actually it doesn't sound like that bad of a plan. It just seems like redemptions would be slightly easier to scam, I guess, to fake. Like I guess that would be my other concern.
No, because they come unscratched. It's like a lottery, like you have to scratch off like a scratch ticket.
Oh, there are okay.
Right. So when you buy them, they're not scratched, the code is hidden. And it tells you as soon as you get on the site, verified, cool, you'll get your card, you know, 3 to 6 weeks, and then updates as it goes.
man, every time we, ever since we talked about scammers last episode, and then I did see like Cardporn posted like that guy did officially get back his $200,000 card, but it has, I don't know, it does make me like a little more cautious than I was knowing like that that guy was doing it for 15 years and got caught. Like, I don't know. But I guess you got to trust, if you're trusting, if you have people you trust working with them, that's a little bit different. Jake Dilick, I always mess this up. This guy NBA again? Question. I know.
Oh, it was Zach last week. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I think they're brothers or just two guys with a name like that.
I trust one of them.
Yeah, not the other. NBA nope. Question. When are the best times during the NBA season to sell cards for the max value? What do you look for?
Yeah, I mean, there's no just generic answer for guys who I think are going to have a long time, like Giannis, Durant, guys who I think are going to be there at the end of the season competing for a championship. Obviously, that's the height of it. You know, a guy like Tyler Hero, though, who we talked about, if he goes nuts the first week of the season, see ya. I don't trust him long term. I don't think he's going to be a star in the league. So short term, for rookies, if they come out of Jordan Poole's another guy. Like, Jordan Poole had a crazy preseason. Sell him right now. So it really just depends on the player. Or like a good player on an average team that's not going to make the postseason, you know, I would say, okay, if you're in it for the flip game, sell it toward the end of the regular season so you don't have to wait, you know, waste money in the offseason.
Zach Dinges, thoughts on Jordan Alvarez 2020 Topps Chrome numbered refractors, long-term hold or better to sell during the playoff run?
I like both. Yep, I like both plays. But I like that he said, too, like numbered stuff, not just crazy base that's overproduced. I think you can make money selling it during the ALCS against the Sox. And if you want to hold it longer term, I think he's proven he's going to be a legitimate bat for at least the next few years. So, but I like that play either way.
Nice. Okay. Steven Dunbar, when do we get a Mike and Jesse NFT? That's an interesting question. We'll see.
Hopefully pretty soon. Talks have been made.
There have been talks. I'll tell you, we'll sell more than 3% for sure. Cogitan.
What?
Metazuski.
You said something under your breath there.
Nothing. No, I didn't.
There was something.
Topps Now Basketball with Overtime Elite. Any info about what? Additional top?
I don't even know what that is. So I have no info about anything. Okay. I'm being honest with you. Sorry.
I was going to say, I have not heard of Topps Now Basketball with Overtime Elite.
Can you mark that down somewhere so we actually check into that for the next show?
I am plugging it in as we speak. I think I wonder if it's Topps Now, that would mean it's like digital, right? Or am I incorrect?
No, Topps Now was a release like right after things happen. I didn't know that was a thing though.
That's so. Right. Yep.
Okay. Very interesting. Very interesting.
His question is, why is this a fake product that I'm just making? That's not his question.
That would have been great.
All right. This is the last question from this week.
This is the last question of the show. I am exhausted.
That's fair. All right. Yeah. Nicholas Sacamano.
Bob Sacamano?
That's it. The one and only.
That was a character in the show.
Seinfeld. Was it Bob?
Pretty sure it was Bob.
Oh, man.
Ronick, all have right. you ever seen an episode of Seinfeld? Like start to finish? Or is that like way before your time?
No, I love Seinfeld.
Wasn't it Bob Sacamano?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Ronick, 2 for 2 wow. today, buddy. Coming down the pike with Bob Sacamano. Here we go. Last question.
I did just Google it. It is Bob Sacamano. I feel really bad. We already confirmed it.
Ronick is our Google.
Ronick Mew. Okay, curious Google. About the price of hobby boxes. Do they settle at about 70 to 80% of their first day prices, or do they keep coming out high because of the popularity of the hobby? Obsidian Basketball is already down $120 and it's been out for a month. Is this just the way of the world? Worried super high prices with resale of singles not totally being there, like not being up there.
How long
is going
is this
to drive people out of the hobby?
I get the point. Okay, okay. You're going to lose the whole point of the question.
I think the last part is the essential part because you said last episode that you felt like singles were keeping up. He's pointing out he doesn't think it is.
That's not
disagree?
What I said last time. I said singles and wax are connected.
Well, they're connected. They will eventually catch up. If one goes up.
Well, you're saying two different things here. Hang on. They are connected in that when singles suffer, boxes suffer. And vice versa. When boxes are selling really high, singles. There's a connection. They follow the same chart generally. There's a bit of a delay, but one way or the other, they follow. And it's independent on every product. Bowman Chrome is higher now than it was at release. It's gone quite a bit higher than it was. Obsidian is a very second, third tier type product. So yeah, it's dropped off. Resale's not there. You know, I'm trying to think of other, like Five Star next week is going to do really well secondary. Always has. I think that is probably more expensive a month after release. I think it's very checklist and product dependent, though. I don't think you can make a general rule about it. So
you would not classify any, really any hobby case as being overvalued versus the singles that it has inside of it, because you feel like the singles would be correlated to that.
No, I think
there's
a lot that are overvalued still.
You think there's overvalued, but well then, so I guess I'm confused as far as why do you think that the prices are so in line? You're thinking it's overvalued and therefore even if it comes down in value, the individual cards inside are also going to go down in value. The singles will go down.
Like as an example, I would say Obsidian Basketball, like a LaMelo RPA. Pull this up on eBay. Put an Obsidian LaMelo patch auto. See what it sells for. I guess here's my overall point, though. If you were to look at the value of Obsidian compared to other comparably priced NBA product from this year, you will see some differences. Like, again, just totally generic numbers. Obsidian Basketball is $600 a box, and the LaMelo patch auto out of it is selling for $2,500. Okay. There's, again, we made those numbers up. I don't want to hear about it. Then you give me another encased basketball is $800 a box, but LaMelo sells for $5,000. There is a huge difference in resale on the singles side, no question. And a lot of times, that's why you have the big ones up top, though. National Treasures patch autos of LaMelo are still doing like $30,000 to $40,000. National Treasures boxes are like $3,000 to $4,000 a box. You know, Immaculate's a little bit cheaper than that, but his patch autos are still doing thousands. That's the difference. And I don't even know if Immaculate, I keep saying Immaculate. I don't think Immaculate's even out yet, actually. But Flawless will be the same way. Flawless sells crazy high, so that's why the boxes are so, because the chase from that product is just so expensive. As opposed to Obsidian, who's dumping a ton of money? Obsidian is just a very average product. That's why the price, resale is not great on singles. And the box price is not nearly as high as top-end basketball wax either. So even there's a connection.
So bottom line, it sounds like maybe guys are basing this off of maybe your average cards, not your chaser cards, that they're viewing it as overpriced. Because
yeah, like I think Obsidian is overpriced. Like the question that you have to ask is, if I were just to pull the regular run-of-the-mill auto from that product. So for NT, it's the out of 99 rookie patch auto. If I hit that player, what does it do for me money-wise? In National Treasures, it sells for 10 times the cost of the box. It's a huge return. In Obsidian, I guarantee it's not selling for 10 times the price of the box.
Okay.
That's why the box price has come down.
That makes sense. Yep. Okay.
Bowman Chrome, though, totally different. Prospects there. Some of these kids are selling really high a month out. All of a sudden, Bowman Chrome boxes are more expensive. Again, there's a connection, though, on singles and wax.
You have helped Sports Boy to better appreciate the correlation.
I appreciate that. I gotta go to the post office. I broke yesterday. I gotta go wait in line. I gotta get new keys still to the P.O. box. I have no desire to leave my house today.
Oh,
so.
You broke cards.
Ringer Podcast Network, powered by Spotify.
Are you gonna have a good weekend?
We'll be back on Monday. I will let you know tomorrow. I might come up to your house this afternoon. Is that still happening?
I haven't heard anything. We'll see.
Oh, that'd be great. I don't have to come up, maybe.
Yeah. It's exciting for you. Don't forget about the newsletter and check us out on our social medias
and whatnot tomorrow night.
Oh,
boom.
Yeah.
Roasted. Goodbye.